Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
Right on, right on. Hi, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, I'm well. Thanks for having me on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there we are. So let me turn this down. Jeffrey Hanfield, good morning. Welcome to the studio.
Cool, thanks for having me.
And you are here to talk about National Biomechanics Day. April the 11th, exciting sounding day. What happens at it?
Well, National Biomechanics Day is, it's for New Zealand, but it's actually an International Biomechanics Day.
So is it?
It's going to be going on all around the world, yeah. Right. But we're bringing students from all over New Zealand into different universities and different research sites where we're going to demonstrate biomechanics to them and do a lot of cool demos and get people learning about the science and interacting with us as scientists.
Mechanics is about building things and creating things out of making machines. Is that right?
Well, we take a sort of broader approach. Mechanics is sort of...
You take more of a bio approach.
We take a biomechanics approach. Mechanics to us is sort of about how things work. Right, yep. That's fundamentally what it means. And so if you're building a mechanical piece of machinery, you have to understand how they all work together. And so biomechanics is understanding how biological phenomena work and how organisms work and how they're put together and how we can make them work better in the case of disease.
Can you work back in yourself and go and figure out what it was that first piqued your interest?
Led you
down this funky path?
I've always been interested in sort of biology and athletics as well. I was an athlete for a long time, but I was interested in physics and mathematics as well. So right. I kind of wanted to understand what are the principles that make you work as an athlete or as a person, or how do, you know, biological things work?
Yeah, and now you're helping run National Biomechanics Day, the New Zealand
National Biomechanics Day. That's right.
Yeah. And it's going to be held up here at the university. Is that right?
So one of the sites is at the University of Auckland. Well, we actually have two sites: the Auckland Bioengineering Institute, which is where I work, and the
where
Tamaki
is the
camp.
Institute?
The institute is just on Simon Street.
Oh, wow.
Just up the road.
Just handy.
Yeah.
It's really, really handy. And the other one is where? Sorry?
The Tamaki campus.
Cool.
Yeah, and we have 11 other sites, so 13 total sites in New Zealand, hosted by a total of 8 universities that have gotten involved. So we're just trying to make biomechanics as accessible and engaging to students as we possibly can.
Just students or people that aren't even students?
Well, this is our second year doing this,
yeah.
And so it's open to students, their secondary students, their teachers, and then some lucky chaperones that are coming along.
Oh, cool.
We're open to the idea of opening up even more broadly in the future.
Yeah. What is it that people most want to see when they when they come along to these sort of things? Yeah, what are the big hitters for you?
Yeah,
I see you've got a virtual lung.
We do. We have a virtual lung.
The old classic lung, the cigarette smoker's lung.
That's the one. Yeah, we can actually show you in a computer model what happens if you smoke certain amounts of cigarettes over your lifetime, how it degrades the lung. And so that's all a computational model of the lung. We have a computational model of the heart. We can actually simulate heart attack just to show you what's going on in the heart as that happens. We also have the big experiment. So we're putting trackers, accelerometers on people and being able to record how high you jump and what your velocities are. So you get all this insight into how you're moving and how that all works.
Based on your body and your biomechanics.
That's right?
It. Yeah.
And you can even compare your biomechanics to other people who have performed the experiment.
How much, I guess this must be rapidly changing in how you sort of approach this particular field because of the power of computers. I mean, this is if we'd been talking about this 10 years ago, there'd be a lot less discussion about virtual and there'd be more sort of, you know,
yeah,
like the displays and models and stuff like that, you know, whereas this is but now it's, you can sort of get things done a lot quicker, but it is a lot more computational.
It's true, yeah. So especially at the Bioengineering Institute where we work, we spend a lot of time designing computer models of biological systems.
Yeah.
Because there's certain experiments you just can't do. You know, you can't look in deep inside of a tendon while it's moving. Yeah. But you can build a computational model and you can figure out what's going on in there. I think the power of computers, the ability to crunch through numbers really quickly is helping us understand what's fundamentally a complex system, which is biology.
And then you can just display that to all on National Biomechanics Day.
We can,
and show them what it's all about.
Try to, people who don't, you know, don't do it day to day, don't read about it in the paper, they can come in and see it for themselves.
So this is essentially what you're doing is you're casting your net for future people.
Yeah,
to join you in this field, all right?
Yeah, well, I think where this came from was a lot of us in biomechanics, we feel like what we're doing is really, it's fundamental in the sense that we all walk around, we all move, we play sports, we see stuff, you know, how it works.
And you're learning stuff all the time.
I think biomechanics is pretty fundamental to human history and to everyone's life,
sure.
But we don't teach it as a fundamental science because it's not physics, chemistry, or biology.
Right.
And so a lot of students, they'll never even see biomechanics until they're in uni, and by then they've already decided they want to do something else. So we have a lot of students that study something else and then come to biomechanics later. So we want to expose students early.
Get them straight out the gate. Boom.
That's the one. Yeah.
All right. So once again, it's on the 11th of April, and they can go. So people can find out more about it on our website too. Is there?
Biomechanicsday.co.nz.
Oh,
I'd like to put in just one plug for one of our big sponsors, which is MB Curious Minds Grant has funded a lot of this.
Cool.
And so yeah, they've been really generous so that we can reach out and engage students and bring more students into science and technology.
Woo! Hey, thank you very much, Jeff. Thanks for coming in, and good luck for National Biomechanics Day on the 11th. And so the Tamaki campus and here on Simon Street as well. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.